Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
The jobs of tomorrow are here, thousands of them, waiting to be filled.
Entrepreneur.
But you have to know the fields they're in, and you have to have what it takes to master those fields. Because you can't get the jobs of tomorrow until you respec your classes today.
Program.
Start by going to Teen High Career Day in the cafeteria. Visit our informative booths on tomorrow's careers and what it takes to get them.
Samurai. I always thought I would be an anime voice actor like my mom, until Teen High Career Day showed me the way of the blade. With my new degree in samurai studies, I'm ready for
athlete.
Teen High Career Day gave me the confidence I need to succeed both on and off the field.
Now my mayoral minions attack.
Come on.
Mascots.
I'm pretty sure Teen High Career Day is a trap or a scam, but they do have a mascot booth, so I'm gonna roll the bones.
Surprise, it was a trap and a scam.
Get down on the ground.
Teen High Career Day. It's not a trap. It's not a scam. Start your new career today.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. This is a D&D podcast about four teens from our world sent into another world to fix the mess that their grandparents made all those years ago. Seems like a raw deal.
That was good.
That was fucking heat, dude.
I found the heat, baby.
Some 41, he found it.
Got the fastball locked in. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the ranger, maybe not the ranger, although now I'm wondering if that was just a fucking ruse this whole time.
No, you can. You can still change your class if you want.
Okay. The ranger teen, but maybe not for long, but he still loves anime, and he still loves surviving on his own wits and
his own way.
His own way with a pocket knife. This week's teen fact for Taylor, As you saw in the last episode, Taylor made a beeline for that samurai booth.
On career day, the
samurai booth. In retrospect, that doesn't feel like a modern career. It's felt like a pretty obvious trap now that I'm like looking back at it.
Did you really not think it was a trap when you went?
I was so excited. I was so excited.
We would have fallen for ice cream taster, clearly. Like, now I think about it, we're really dumb.
Roller coaster designer.
Yeah. Taylor's teen fact. The reason why he loves the samurai so much is because this is something that he...
Because it's Japanese. Is that why?
Like all weeb boys, they consider this, which is, am I more ninja or am I more samurai?
Oh, it's true.
You know, yeah, everyone
which,
thinks
but,
about
which
it.
Which is he? He was so stealthy last episode.
I know. So clearly ninja, but he has started to come around on the idea of wearing more than one sword, which is what the samurais do.
But ninjas get more than one thingy, don't they?
Yeah, they have a little dagger and a little sword.
They got a kukiri.
No, but like samurai's got like two swords, dog.
And also a code of honor that Taylor clearly does not have.
Yeah.
Nah, that'd be Ronin, dog, you know, without
and then
a master.
Samurai don't have to tuck their balls up like ninja do. That's a thing, right?
Really? Yeah, well,
that's in the ninja movies.
Ninjas got to like suck it back into their cavity.
Yeah, and ninjas like, and drag queens.
They don't suck them back and they tuck them in. You can't go.
Wait, you can't?
No, you
what
can't.
Have I been doing this whole time?
Oh, who's next?
That was me. Anthony's laughing, but I think it's Beth and Anthony.
Beth
and Anthony are doing
private.
Something.
Not on the podcast. You put your laughs on the podcast.
They're doing something separate.
My laugh was dead silent. You would have never known if you hadn't pointed it out. She sent me a very funny text.
Oh, okay.
Well,
cool. Three of us will send texts. Well,
my dad fact, I'll tell you what the text was.
Okay. It's the same text I sent Freddie a few days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
cool. Great. Well, fuck me and Matt then, I guess. We'll get to know.
No,
I'm creating a tier system of my friends.
Look, Beth, what
I'll
do I have
two.
To
I'll
do
tier two.
To be tier three, not tier four? That's all I want to know. I can't be at the bottom.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln M. Kicks, the...
Yes!
Yeah, that's right.
Boss
the schooled
kicks.
In prison soccer kid who's a protective paladin of the group, only cares about this group, nobody else. This is his new family now. Little known fact about Lincoln back in the good old days before he knew he was living in a prison is, I think I said before that his social media network of choice was Nextdoor, but I never explained how he used it, which is he would always just give the neighbors a warning that he was going to be practicing soccer because it might get a little rowdy because I've been scoring a lot today. So that's why every morning he'd just be like, hey guys, on Nextdoor, if you hear some noises on in my house, it's just because I'm scoring a lot
of
goals.
He's only wait, hold on. Noises in my house. He's not even going to the backyard.
No, outdoor. Like, I hear loud noises over the fence. That's just don't worry. Nothing crazy going on. Just me scoring some goals. I've
Did
been
you say
doing
he's
good.
Posting that on Nextdoor.
Yeah, Nextdoor. Yeah,
his favorite social media.
So
network.
Link. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because the way that he kicks balls is he goes.
If you're on Nextdoor, you know that a lot of people things like, "Hey, did anybody hear that noise?"
Yeah.
Like across the street.
That's true.
So it's just the link.
Next door is just for narcs.
Let me see my wallet.
The problem is when he shoots goals, he goes, "Help!"
Perfect murder. Anyways.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play normal oak kicks. I think I changed my name.
Oh, yeah,
last
that's right.
Episode.
Thank you. It's all
kick
dirty.
Oaks. Normal that's kick nice. Oaks. Normal Oak, he's a perky, peppy, chipper, cheery school spirit mascot kid.
We said normal Oak kicks.
Normal Oak kicks.
Normal
Oak kicks. I'd like to do, if I may, one more cat fact for Normal in
yeah,
honor of Freddy's
go
adorable
ahead.
Cat.
When that felt so much mustard on that. You're what? So excited for this.
I was, yeah.
When Normal Oak kicks was a wee lad, the family had a cat, and the cat got pregnant, and Normal was like, that cat has 8 nipples. Ergo, there will be 8 kittens, because it's 1 nipple for each kid. And everyone was like, that's not how it works, Normal. Don't think there's going to be 8 cats.
But mom, you
and
have 2 kids.
And there were 8 kittens.
Ooh.
And Normal to this day still thinks that's how it works.
And Mrs. Oak had 2 kids.
She had 2 kids.
2 nipples.
2 nipples checks out.
Sorry, all women have 2 kids. It's just how it works.
You saw an episode of Octomom and was like,
Oh, no.
They had to censor the rest of her boobs out on Octomom.
I just Googled how many nipples do cats have, and now I'm on some list. Hi, my name's Beth May, and I play Scary Marlow. A goth punk seeker of darkness.
He just hit a soccer ball.
A goth punk seeker of darkness who doesn't want to care anymore. Fun career day facts about Scary.
Love it.
Is that when Scary grows up, she wants to open a French bread shop. Because it's all about the pain.
Yes! Hell yeah, Beth!
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I think your honorary dad sticker's coming in the mail.
It's fucking good. I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hi, Dad!
So the tweet that Beth sent me was...
Tweet?
It was a tweet.
It was a tweet. Yeah, I'm not that funny. I rely on tweets.
So this is a tweet by somebody named Kiefer, parentheses suspended. The tweet is, me, you call that a blowjob? I didn't even come. The samurai who sucked me off. Are you sure? Me, what? Suddenly starts blasting everywhere. So fucking good. So when we last left you, you had heard that...
Yo, Jizbo, that's it.
Yo, Jizbo! You found that the person that had sent you the message from heaven had actually sent it from the San Dimas High School, from Teen High, somewhere in the cafeteria. You snuck into Teen High after a dude murdered two of the guards. You managed to convince a couple of them to chase you, led them into a multiverse of madness, and left them there to die of old age. Meanwhile,
they're fine. We're going to go get them after this. It's fine.
It's on the list.
If you ask people how they want to die, every single person on the planet says dies of old age. So like, they're pretty good. Hey, I didn't hear that first and last second part. Dies of old age.
As Freddie mentioned, they were surrounded by people who hated them.
That's funny.
Meanwhile, thanks to Scary, dude is now in a Teeny the Teen costume that they managed to get from a surprisingly helpful bully.
Taylor launched a revolution in the school.
Yes, yes. Taylor launched a revolution so that everybody is wearing masks of both Link and
Normal.
The last episode was really The Empire Strikes Back of our podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just good stuff.
Really a Last Jedi. It's really divisive. Then you went into the cafeteria. You saw that it was career day. You saw many booths for career day, and you managed to find the exact three booby traps I laid for you. Not at all subtly. Those were the only booby traps.
Oh, God.
And you sprang all three of them.
Every single other one was just...
Every single other one was real. Every single other one was just going to be normal, like, hey, you can change your class
here. I feel so dumb. I just thought wherever we win, something would happen.
No.
But we really just fell for traps.
Truly, athlete, school mascot, and samurai were the only three that were very obviously like for you.
How could we not go to those three, though?
Dude, the other ones were like Stanley Parable, bro.
It's a perfect trap.
You fucking played us like a bow fiddle.
Yeah, no plans. The other ones, remember, were accountant, soldier, chef, entrepreneur, contractor, and programmer.
I wish we had gone to soldier. You didn't say like U.S. Army recruitment. You just said soldier.
Blackwater's here.
Yeah, straight up.
Just a guy who kills people for fun.
Would you, hey, kid, would you like to join the French Foreign Legion?
You just got anyone can join and include any nationality. You just got to pass the test.
When you went to talk to the samurai, CIA agent Schmegan ripped off a mask and revealed it was him, and a bunch of CIA guys dropped into the room. When you went to talk to the athlete, it turned out to be the mayor, and the mayor dropped a bunch of people in the room. And when you went to talk to the sports mascot, it turned out to be Scam Likely and
a bunch of scam soldiers.
A bunch of scam soldiers, which
what
I now realize
scam soldiers.
I had 24 hours to decide that, and it's the cast of Family Guy.
No! So much.
The cast of Family Guy is rushing in with ill intent.
Oh, so these are three different parties. We're not getting kidnapped by the same people.
No, you now have managed to set off basically a triad of pain from three directions.
Fuck. Three French bakeries?
Yep.
I think the first thing might be rolling initiative.
So much combat.
We didn't have any combat last episode.
No, but we did.
We did a lot of sneaky.
Hey, have we leveled up at all?
No.
But we got the doodler.
Yeah, we leveled up. During
you get the doodler. That's
oh,
fair.
Oh, yeah. That's a level.
I feel like you should level up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah. So we're all level 11 now, right?
Level 11.
Yes, all of you are now.
I'm going to add some other stuff to my character while I'm here. I think I speak Minotaur now.
3+1.
Because I can. I never chose my list.
Drunk with power.
My initiative roll was 3+1, 4.
You know, I'm changing my background from sage to noble. Actually, no, I'm haunted. I'm a haunted one now.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
I got a 17, Anthony.
Okay.
Oh, there's some suggested characteristics for my character. And then we do I live for the thrill of the hunt.
I got a 20.
That's the new personality Link has. I fucking love leveling up.
Make sure to work that into your fucking new Lincoln M. Kicks fucking intro.
Man, I'm level 11 again. I'm making some different choices this time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You could... Because now you've already lived level 11.
I've already lived this.
So now you know what, you got the fucking benefit of experience.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of mass suggestion and I'm adding something else.
Okay. Really, mass suggestion was super useful.
I know, but no, I found one that I think might be useful too.
Wow, okay.
Might be usefuler.
This is like your eat, pray, love starting over arc.
Yeah.
So you're 13 going on 30.
I got 12 initiative.
Level 13 going on level 30.
Link so. Looks around, he's like, you know what's the problem with this? Is they came to me, but I live for the thrill of the hunt.
No, the thrill of the hunter.
There's something new
the
about you. There's something new about you, Link.
Right now, you have three different groups of people. You have 10 doodlerized people. You have 10 CIA agents with machine guns. And you have 10 cast members of Family Guy coming at
Which
you.
Which 10?
There's Joe, Cleveland,
I
Quagmire,
Anthony, why?
Peter, Meg.
Okay, please be anything else.
Brian, Stewie,
That's seven.
Wait, Stewie Lois. There?
Yeah, Stewie's
okay.
there.
Okay.
He's the boss.
He's
right?
the boss. He's the leader.
Don't forget the most famous one.
Lois.
Peter.
He said Peter.
I said Peter.
Peter.
No, not like that. Oh, that was good, Beth. You
the
need
chicken.
One more.
The chicken.
Chicken.
See, one
that's
more.
Nine. That's nine. I need one more.
How about American Dad?
Yeah, American Dad. And American Dad.
Dad.
Yeah. Tep Quinn is American Dad.
A little crossover event.
Okay, perfect.
Peter, help me kill these teens.
Shit. That's really good. Scary, it is your turn first.
Okay.
Scary, just banish us all.
And you were surrounded by those other kiosks for the other careers as well, in case that matters to you.
But we're surrounded by bad guys, right?
Yeah, there are bad guys rushing you from three
kind
angles.
Kind of on all sides.
Yeah.
Okay, I cast Circle of Death.
Whoa.
A sphere of negative energy ripples out in a 60-foot radius sphere from a point within range. Each creature in that area must take a constitution saving throw. A target takes 8d6 necrotic damage on a failed save.
8d6?
You can't make a circle around us that goes outward. This is like a circle.
Yeah, so you're not going to hit everybody. You're going to hit a fair number of people.
But you can probably nuke like one group of them.
Yeah, I'll find a quick little circle
of
them.
And aren't the three of us all a little bit away from each other?
Yeah, we all split up to go to the different booths.
Yeah
but I'm carefully casting this, obviously.
Do you want to do it where you cast a really big circle that's kind of nonspecific so you'll get like, you know, a couple from each group, or do you want to cast a circle around
one? Just worry about the mayor people. The mayor people are on us, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get all the mayor people, because those are genuinely creepy. Yeah.
Okay, so they're having to do saving throws, was it?
Yes, a constitution saving throw.
Okay, so this is the mayor. She gets a natural one.
Nice.
Her 10 dudes. All right, so half of them take how much?
31.
31 damage. Okay, just barely enough. Half of the Deutherized people are incinerated by this dark energy.
Mamma mia.
From the circle of death. And dude is like, it's bad when I do it, but when she, that's cool. That's what we're doing.
It is cool, but it's, I'm kind of a bad girl.
I want to be a bad girl.
No.
I'm going to be a bad girl. I'm going to be a bad girl. That's
dude,
my main motivation now.
Dude. Oh, no, we've lost dude.
Well, there are different types of bad girls.
Some bad girls are actually good girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yes. Or is she the other way around?
She's
the other one.
She's a good girl who's actually a bad girl.
Yeah. Wait, but deep down.
Depends on the album.
Deep down, she's a bad girl.
Depends on the album.
Yeah, we all got different ways of being in the world. And you got to find your own way. You got to do it your style, dude.
Wait until my turn comes up. I'll do it my own way.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
Just defend yourself from bad people.
But, or maybe just, you know, when do you go?
Last.
Okay.
That was Scary's turn. Very well done. It is now Normal's turn. So the mayor's not dead, but she takes a great deal of damage from it. As
the harm goes to the mayor.
The skin is burned off of her face, revealing just the skull underneath. When you looked at her first, it was like, it must be something about her skin that makes her skull and her cheekbones feel bigger than they are. But when her skin melts and sloughs off her face, you can see like, no, the bones are just wrong. The bones are just misshapen.
Wrong bones.
And we've decided that she's not like human, right?
No, she is.
I mean, is she?
She is.
I can't remember what you decided.
I mean, I'm asking you.
I'm pretty sure you never found out definitively.
Okay. But she's like melting right now.
The skin of her face just melted off and she seems to still be alive and functioning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take it as like, I'm just trying to give myself some moral rationality for
murdering people. Go for it. All right. It is Normal's turn.
You know what? I'm worried about this harmful influence Scary is having over Dude. So I'm going to try to help out the battle and, you know, maybe inspire Dude with a new positive role model. So I'm going to cast one of my new spells, Planar Ally. You beseech an otherworldly entity for aid. The being must be known to you, a god, primordial demon prince, or some other being of cosmic power.
Or just a bro.
Or just a bro. That entity sends to you a celestial, an elemental, or a fiend. Dude, don't you understand? You don't have to be a bad girl. You can be a powerful cosmic entity that brings joy to people, that helps people in their time of need. Like
Santa Claus.
Dude, we did it again! I was Santa Claus! I call on Santa Claus for aid.
Okay.
And then he can like maybe send me like a fun elf to help in the battle.
I can send you a gift.
Okay, so do you have to roll or anything?
Sorry, are you rolling for Santa?
Okay, this is a little, all right. When the creature appears, it is in no way under compulsion to behave in any particular way. I can ask it to perform a service in exchange for payment, but it isn't obliged to do so.
That doesn't sound like Santa's MO at all.
But it's a cafeteria, so there's got to be milk and cookies here.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh,
yeah, so
idea.
I ask Santa for aid in exchange for all the milk and cookies in the cafeteria.
Okay, so
Santa appears before you in the form of a little green gremlin with a red hat, a hunched back, and templed fingers. And he goes, what's up?
Oh, you're Santa?
Yes, once Glenn Close brought Christianity and Christmas to hell, the job of Santa Claus was taken up by a lesser demon, me!
Oh, are you like, okay, well, in the spirit of Santa Claus, I call on you to help the children of the earth, i.e. us, in this battle against those guys.
What will you give me?
Oh, how about these milk and cookies?
How about your soul?
Oh.
How about your soul and milk?
I feel like I'm going to...
That's awful.
My soul isn't really for sale because I'm married to a bunch of other people, and like that would mean I'd have
ooh,
to...
Ooh, a 10-for-1 deal.
I can't give you all our souls
you
in exchange
for this
fight.
You can't barter our souls, please.
Is there anything else you'd like? I've got some gum in my pocket.
What kind of gum?
It's spearmint.
No! Fuck off, and he leaves.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's my turn.
No, roll persuasion. Roll persuasion on him.
Hey, Santa, what happened to all your reindeer?
No, you don't want to know.
You kill them.
What would you do? Yes. What would you do if you got a soul?
If I got a soul, I would eat it. That's like when those old commercials. What would you do if you had 100 grand?
How would you help normal?
How would I help normal? I'll grab little Stewie Griffin and I'll crack his head open like a ripe egg and pour his brains into my mouth. And
you get a Stewie Griffin soul.
Wait, just Stewie, or would you get rid of all 10 of them?
Well, that's for Family Guy. They don't have souls. I wouldn't get rid of all 10 of them, but I would definitely kill a couple of them.
I got a 16. Best I can do is two pieces of warm spearmint gum.
And Stewie Griffin, whatever's inside that.
You know what? You got a D. For 16, just for you, kid. But we'll be meeting again.
Oh, God.
Just you wait. If not in this season, then in fan canon afterwards. He goes, ha-da-da-da-da, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. And he jumps over and tries to lunge at Stewie. And he fails, but instead he ends up grabbing Peter, and Peter goes, oh, no. And he grabs him and cracks Peter open down the center, like perfectly bisects him vertically, and then just crawls inside of Peter and starts wearing him like a little man suit.
God.
And you hear a slurping sound, and Peter gets skinnier and skinnier as he eats his organs from the inside
out. I'm going to use a free action to cover dude's eyes so he doesn't see this. And I say, Santa Claus is not real.
He's a bad girl, too.
So Peter is dead. Every turn you have normal, he will continue to do stuff.
Do I have to keep giving him stuff in order for him to do stuff?
Now that you've said so, yes.
No!
Yeah.
Now it's the mayor's turn along with the doodlerized people. So the remaining 5 doodlerized people, the mayor goes, that won't do it all. Oh. And she leans over and picks up her face, her melted face, and sort of tries to plaster back onto her face. But it's so hot from the heat of the dark energy that it just kind of like melts back in.
Been there, girlfriend. When the foundation just won't stay on.
It's like when you like have a slice of pizza.
Yes, exactly.
Cheese,
he's trying to put the cheese back on a slice of pizza. That's literally what I was about to say.
Oh, God.
And she goes, grab them. The first two are going to try to grab Scary. The last three are going to try to grab Link.
For a reaction, I'm going to give Scary protection. So they will have disadvantage on attack roll for her. For any target other than me within 5 feet.
Okay, so that's 3. So they miss Scary. That's a 3. Again, they miss Scary. So now they're going to try to grab you, these 3 fellas. So the first one got a 12, he misses you. Second one got a 16, he grabs onto you. And the third one got a 2. So all of them dogpile onto you, and only one of them manages to get his arms around your shoulders and sort of pin them to your sides.
Is that grappled, or do they have to roll something for a grapple, or can I attack?
You're going to have to roll something to break free of what they do before, but at the beginning of your turn rather than the end. I want to go full grappled because that feels unfair.
Okay.
Now it is your turn, Link.
I could attack if I get out of this.
Yes.
Okay, what do I roll to get
roll dexterity.
18.
You easily flex your fucking shoulders, and this guy bounces off like he was just barely hanging on.
Even though Link's tall, he's very skinny. He's a noodle, so he just kind of like slips like through and kind of like, yeah, drops to the ground, and then he's gonna fucking do a scissor kick into the mayor's head.
Okay. Nice.
And I'm going to use Divine Smite.
Improved.
Improved Divine Smite, since I've improved it.
Same
it's very
great
strong.
Flavor.
So here we go. Ooh, I got 1/3 level spell slot, so that's gonna be 2 extra. So that's 4d8. 5d8, and then improved smite. Whenever you hit with a melee attack, the target takes an extra 1d8 of radiant damage. So that's going to be a 1d8 and then 5d8 of radiant damage.
Jesus, okay.
22.
Yeah, that definitely hits. So go ahead and roll your 6d8 now.
3 non-radiant, and then radiant damage, I'm going to do 22, so 25 overall to the mayor.
I'm not supposed to tell you this, but she is definitely bloodied.
Cool.
You can tell that she is more than halfway to death as you manage to pop one of her eyeballs in her skull.
And Link gets to do an extra attack. You can attack twice instead of once when you attack.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna then land and go.
No, no.
It's like, no. It's spreading.
I tried to do the Taylor thing, but it sounded more like Goofy.
The thrill of the hunt.
There's only one thing that Boss Kicks needs.
They're gonna do another attack.
So stupid. Save me.
Not even a hunt. You're kicking someone.
31.
You rolled a 31?
Yeah, can't run away from me, little rabbit. Do another kick.
What?
Wait, your two hit was a 31? Holy shit.
Yeah, my second one was a 31.
Okay, so yeah, roll damage again.
That one, sorry. That was my damage. Shit, let me roll DC.
Okay.
Oh, shit, my hit DC was only a 9.
Oh, okay.
I do 31 damage to the table next year. I go,
yeah, you obliterate that
watch
fucking
out.
Table.
Next time, that'll be you.
You hunted that table to death.
The contractor's like, oh, God.
Oh, no. Save me. Okay.
Now it is Hermes' turn. He is going to maintain his cover as a normal teenage boy that nobody is looking for. And he's going to search about the room for maybe who you're looking for. So I'm going to roll a D6. And depending on what number he gets, he's going to go to that.
I thought we're looking for heaven.
We're looking for Ron, dude.
Yeah, you're looking for Ron. Four.
We're all looking for Ron.
I thought Ron was in heaven.
He did the text in heaven, but he sent it down here.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
You think you got five?
Okay.
Okay.
So very first turn, he goes, guys, I found something.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Chime Ding Dong.
What is there? Ding. Hello? Help.
It's me, Beth, here to motivate you about budgeting
Beth,
your savings.
Where are you right now?
I don't
know. What do you
know.
Need?
Oh, it's so dark.
What did you hear on the way?
I heard a chime.
A chime?
Did that chime checking account tell you that what you heard? You get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 to spot me. You're getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Yes, but I'm still so scared.
Did you drive past good customer service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you drive past Chime allowing you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees?
That's true.
And let me ask you this. Did you drive past a financial institution without a sense of community? That's right.
Yeah.
And
there
where
are some
has
banks out there.
If that's the case, then that means Beth is definitely not heading towards Chime, which is a financial institution with a sense of community. 60,000 fee-free ATMs, no monthly fees or maintenance fees. To date, Chime has spotted members. This is their fee-free overdraft up to $200. They've spotted members over $20 billion.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, you have to. The point is that when you have a direct deposit, you know, they know it's coming, so sometimes, you know, the timing for your bills and stuff gets weird,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's spot me limit, and when you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit, just like in Mario Kart. Set up a direct deposit into your Chime account. After qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in Spot Me. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using Spot Me. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/daddies. That's chime.com/daddies. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes in the air. When I got some flowers in the air as well, and it's nice to be able to smell the flowers and not cat poop. And I can do that thanks to Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, 1 6-pound bag, works up to a month. And it's got the color changing technology. Not just for cereals and novelty mugs when you're on vacation. Now your kitty litter will change color due to environmental circumstances. In this case, the pH level of your cat's piss, which can tell you things about potential illness in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out because I can open my door and there's a big old bag of kitty litter right there. I don't have to lug it from my very far garage over to my place. I'll have to bring out my old grocery cart to move the Pretty Litter.
And you love that grocery cart, so this is extra convenient.
Extra convenient.
Just a great low tracking and an interesting kitty litter, because most kitty litters, you don't get information by looking at it.
Yeah, that's
what Pretty Litter offers. Pretty Litter offers a visual experience to all who experience it. Pretty Litter is amazing. Although, to be fair, if you do see the crystals change color, like, you know, get, sorry, taking that cat to a vet.
Yeah, you don't, yeah, on. The Pretty Litter does not come with the vet that will fix your cat.
No, that's your job. That's your job as the cat owner. Pretty Litter, though, amazing. You gotta try it. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What did he find?
He's currently near the entrepreneur desk.
Checks out.
Yeah. It was spelled like O-N-T-R-A-P-R-A space newer, N-E-W-E-R. It took him 6 seconds to find the person and then say that thing. Now it's Agent Schmegen and the CIA's turn. Agent Schmegen and the CIA are going to pull out their guns and put him on Taylor. And they say, down on the ground. Down on the ground, Taylor.
Taylor, use the death of his son against him.
What were they pointing at?
They're pointing at you.
You mean that garbage can over there?
It takes a minute to become a garbage can.
No, it doesn't, Matthew. I'm ready.
You went up to them and said, hey, what's this samurai stuff about? You're going to have to roll absurdly well to just turn back into a garbage can right in front of him.
I was in what appeared to be a garbage can outfit. My head was sticking out, and my arms were sticking out, my legs were sticking out. Allowed me to perambulate.
You didn't roll away.
The cover's pretty well blown if you went up to them in a garbage can.
Let me ask you this question. If not this, what would be a situation in which he would be able to see you?
Let me ask. No. Hold on. A situation where
a question
where three traps got sprung at the exact same time, and the chaos caused a kerfluffle of confusion.
But no. They're looking straight at you.
The whole purpose of the trap. Yeah, you're the trap. You didn't spring a trap on them.
Okay, but here's the thing, Anthony.
Not like when five guys come out and start kicking my ass. I go, gotcha.
Okay, Anthony, hear me out though. They see a garbage can. What they thought was Taylor, but Taylor has rolled out of it. I want to execute a stealth check because
roll
it's like
stealth with disadvantage.
Okay, no. Here's the thing, though. Check this shit
out. And you
out.
Don't get your plus 10
check
anymore.
Check this shit out, my man. I get a free use of etherealness.
Okay.
Etherealness, which is a failed Rob Dyrdek show.
All those Dyrdek heads out there.
Man.
R.I.P.
You step into the border regions of the ethereal plane.
The borderlands, too.
You remain in the second borderlands for the duration or until I use my action to dismiss the spell. In this time, I can move around. So my thought is this. They see me. The trap is sprung. And I go, ha! And I jump up and I suck my legs and my arms in and my head in. So the garbage can goes boom, 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 and just stops there. Meanwhile, while inside the garbage can, I have cast etherealness, which allows me to move between planes. So they think I'm still in the garbage can. But instead, okay. Anthony, I'm naked in another garbage can.
All right. You still have to roll stealth for that.
We got him. We chased him into that hall of garbage cans.
I'm getting rid of
They think
your
he just disappeared in the garbage can he's in, but he disappeared.
11 plus 5, 16.
Oh,
God damn it. Okay,
Taylor's
yeah, you managed.
Like, death is nothing. I have only slipped into the next garbage can.
Okay, here's what.
Can I roll perception
to realize how stupid what we're doing is?
Can I roll perception? Since we know how Taylor works, and, you know, we're really, you know,
do
ever
you,
since our.
Do you know you? How Taylor works?
Do
I mean,
you?
Ever you can
since,
roll perception.
Ever since me and him have been foot buddies,
yeah
we kind of have
ever since our toes
synchronization. I just want to roll perception to see if I can, like, see. Which trash can he warped into?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Like, you know, there's a rattle a little bit. Ooh, that's a 19 perception.
Wow. So you definitely see that he went into another trash can.
Here's how you know. Here's how you know.
Smart kid.
God. If I hear hit one more time,
Matt, here's
I'm going to die.
You see?
You could hide from them, but you can't hide from the hunter.
Well, guys, it's been fun, but I think this is the end of the journey for me.
What a fucking
you know
shame.
You see, Matt? You look over at the row of garbage cans, right? Because there's always a row of garbage cans in these. And then there's one of them. You hear this. You hear, yeah. And a retainer pops out.
I just nod at it. And you sense it.
You know what's really, like, the way, like, kids this age will just be like, this is my whole new personality now on, like, the drop of a dime. Like, it actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Schmegen and those guys are going to see the garbage can move, and they're going to blast the first garbage can that doesn't have you in it to shreds.
Oh, shit. So they were going to kill you.
Yeah, they fucking lay waste to it, and they waste their entire turn blasting that garbage can apart, and then seeing that you're not in there, they're like, whoa?
Wait, they see red oozing out, but then it's just ketchup.
It's just ketchup.
I look at Taylor and Scary and say, don't worry, he's not in there. Just in case you guys were worried, because you didn't, neither of you reacted to the trash can getting shot.
Taylor, no!
Yeah, out of my three in quote-unquote
friends.
It's
not my turn yet. I'm not going to react till my turn. I'm holding my acting turn till my turn.
Is the cast of Family Guy's turn.
I need to remember what Link sounds like, because now I'm imagining him as his hunter.
That's his new voice.
I remember.
That's his new voice.
I don't know who Link is anymore. I've fallen too far into this.
So Cleveland is going to attack Scary Marlowe and go, don't you worry about a thing. This won't hurt a bit. And he's going to grab you and try to snap your neck.
Really good.
He rolled an 8. What's your AC?
12. So don't even worry about that.
Yeah. So you manage to dexterously avoid his animated hands as they attempt to wrap themselves around your skull.
As a woman, I'm used to dexterously avoiding animated hands.
Jesus Christ. All right. Now a couple of them are going to see another 8 others. What do I do with these 8 others? One of the stray bullets from the CIA guys is going to bounce off and hit Joe the...
I thought you were going to say JFK.
It's going to hit Joe in the head, and he's going to go, he's played by Patrick Warburton. And he's going to go, get him. And so now the Family Guy cast is at war with the CIA, so that's a miss.
As they have always been from the beginning.
Oh, American Dad must be so conflicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, American Dad works for the government. Anthony, American Dad works for the government.
Give me a second.
Anthony. American Dad, he works for the CIA.
Yeah.
So what is American Dad going to do, Anthony?
Okay. Well, the first thing you need to know is that everybody misses their attacks except for Lois, who goes, no, Peter, and jumps and leaps onto one of the CIA agents and starts clawing his fucking face off.
Say no, Peter, before doing that.
She's in love.
Then Quagmire goes, oh, no, and then jumps onto another CIA agent and starts bashing him to death with his chin.
Oh, God.
And then the rooster just wordlessly runs up, starts to have a really long... The chicken, yeah, thank you. Starts to have a protracted fight scene with one of the CIA guys.
God damn, that's funny.
And then...
Hell yeah. We should focus the rest of the episode on that.
Yeah, I should just spend the next 20 minutes describing it. The dad from American Dad goes, which one do I shoot? And he's pointing his gun at the CIA guys. And then it's Stewie. And then it's Stewie.
It's straight up insane that Anthony has like every Seth MacFarlane
voice.
Honestly,
you knowing all these voices is more embarrassing than anything you've ever revealed. on this podcast. Fucking insane.
So he's going to hold his turn in complete nervousness about not knowing what to do with his loyalties so divided. Taylor, it is now your turn.
Okay, so I'm in the trash can.
Wait, how's it Taylor? Did Taylor just
have it? I thought it was already Taylor's turn.
That was a reaction, apparently.
Oh my God.
You got one shitty thing to do, and that's it, and we're moving on.
Wait, that was your reaction?
To them fucking shooting him.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. So he teleported for his reaction.
Yeah.
Ethereal, this is a bonus action, according to the thing. So
okay, then do a regular action.
Okay, I'll just do a regular action to sort of balance it out. Give me the lay of the land here. Who's in the most trouble?
I would say that currently Link and Scary are about to get... Yeah, the mayor's not in a great spot. Link and Scary are about to get grabbed by a bunch of doodlerized people.
Oh, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go... And I'm going to tip the trash can over, and I'm going to roll, barrel roll style, into these bowling pins. You're saying there's 10 of them? Coincidentally, there are also 10 pins on the bowling
pin. There's only 5 of them, because Scary killed
Well, then
five
I guess
them.
I'll try it. Pick up this spare.
All right, go ahead and roll acrobatics or athletics.
Roll. 14 plus 1, 15.
Okay, so you manage to knock them prone, and they're each going to take 2d10 of damage.
And a wild bowling animation shows.
So I got all 5 of them.
Yeah, you managed to get all 5 of them with that roll. They get knocked prone.
Straight up, since this is a spare and a spare is a slash, the bowling animation is just a video of slash. Be like, hey, good job on that. Hey, it's me, Slash, it's from Guns N' Roses. Pretty good.
Okay, so they're knocked down. You get
if
a spare.
If I was a billionaire, I would have a bowling alley, and every time he did a spare, it would be a clip from a 2-day-long shoot session.
If you were
Slash.
A billionaire, it would just be Slash. You would be there on fucking on the stage waiting for somebody to get a spare in real life and come out and go, hey, man, great spare.
That's pretty good.
Now it is Dude's turn. So Dude is going to turn, and he's going to grab one of the doodlerized people and go, bad girl time. And he's going to roll. So he gets an 8. Which means he's going to stick his thumbs into their eyeballs and he's going to try to crack them open like an egg, but it's not quite going to happen. He's going to go, stupid. Thumbs are all stuck. And he's going to roll again because he has advantage because he's a god and he somehow still manages to not crack the doodlerized thing open like an egg. I guess it's got something to do with the fact that it's partially a thing that he created, almost his child in a way.
Good save. Good save, DM.
Yeah. Nice. So he's got one grappled, essentially, and blinded on his turn.
Should we do anything about our parents?
Yeah, if you want to go back and do really quickly each of your parents. So Scary's doesn't have one. Normal. No, Scary's got Lark. Scary's got Lark. Do you want Lark to do anything?
No.
All right, Normal, do you want Sparrow to do anything?
Stop! Dad, help!
They should all just fight the Family Guy people and just kill them so we don't have to hear them anymore. Can they do that? Can the three dads all fight the Family
sure,
Guy people?
That sounds fine.
Is that okay with you? Well, you got two dads. Can they just fight the Family Guy people?
Nick is going to be the one in the chicken fight, and we'll cut back to that.
Okay,
later.
That's great.
You know? God damn it. Can't wait to see where that one goes. Probably outside somewhere.
Yeah, probably goes outside somewhere. They fight.
They might
all the
land
way
on a train.
Down a mountain. Okay, so yeah, the dads fight. Brian sees them coming and goes, oh no. I can't do a Brian voice. That's the one I can't do.
Brian. Isn't Brian just a deep, normal voice?
Oh, no, sorry. Brian's the dog. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking of the Seth Green character. I can't remember his son. Chris. Yeah, yeah, I can't do Chris's voice. Yeah, Brian is like, oh dear. I'm Seth MacFarlane. I think I'm really cool.
Good thing I didn't get on that plane that one time.
Yeah, that's what he says. And then your dad's
that's the one. You said one per episode. That's the one. Yeah.
Your dads all attack the Family Guy characters, and frankly I think that's the kind of joke that he would appreciate. So now we're back up to the top of initiative, and it's Scary's turn.
With the other tables that are set out for a career day, what's the table that's nearest to me?
The table that's nearest to you is the one that you went up to, which was sports athlete.
Sports.
That's the one that, go to the soldier table.
That's the one that was a trap.
Dude, the soldier table has got like weapons, dog.
I'm going to go to the sports table and I'm like, oh, it's cool that they let high schoolers do archery. And I'm going to get a bow and arrow off of the table.
All right. Considering that the athlete table was a trap, go ahead and roll investigation to see if you can find a bow and arrow.
11.
Okay. So with 11, you find a bow. But no arrow.
Just like that Alanis Morissette song, dude.
It's okay. Fucking Katniss can just use just a bow. You just whack them like a staff.
I try to strangle the two people nearest to me with the string of the bow.
Oh, that's fun. Give me an attack roll.
Okay.
Can I just say that in movies, always at some point the character takes the bow in both hands and swings like a baseball bat to hit someone. I always am like, nah, don't buy it. Little piece of flimsy wood ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. Legolas did it, fucking hated it. Katniss did it, fucking hated it.
At our live show, Freddy's going to wear high heels, and I'm going to hit him with a bow. And we can just start testing all the things he says.
I got 13.
Okay, so with 13, yes, they are now grappled by you and are not in a position to do much of anything, and you are strangling them, and it looks pretty cool.
Nice.
Now it is Normal's turn.
What's Santa Claus up to?
Santa Claus just bursts through Peter like he's sloughing off a skin suit, because mm-hmm. he is, and now he's looking around for somebody else to kill. But he holds out his hand and rubs his first two fingers together as if to say payment.
Oh, yeah, here's your gum. And I throw him the gum.
He goes, nice, nice. Thank you.
Yeah. That's all I got. You can go.
No more?
I feel bad about bringing you here. I was trying to like set a positive example for my friend. And like, honestly, you're kind of scaring me. So I think maybe, do you want to leave?
I thought we had a moment.
Did we?
I thought we were having a real connection here about murdering people.
Oh, well, I think you should go.
Fine, fuck off. And he disappears.
No. Bro, you're not going to get any gifts this year, dude.
Yeah, Christmas for everybody. I saw Normal kissing Santa Claus.
I turned somebody's to, on the and I'm like, you see, dude, some people you don't want to, and I guess dude is gone because he's over with Scary doing whatever Scary's doing and trying to murder someone. Oh, hell. Oh, you know what? I'm going to cast about to what Hermes saw. As I heard Hermes, right?
You don't even have to roll for that. Because you're just looking
so
in that
direction. I'm going to go head over to Hermes to see what Hermes found.
Okay.
Am I being attacked or anything like that right now?
I think right now everybody's busy fighting each other because you specifically were going to get attacked by the scam people, and the scam people are now fighting the CIA.
The CIA. Okay,
so
great.
I think you're okay walking over there. So you managed to dodge the fights that are happening. The chicken and Nick like fight and fly over you like an anime fight. And you manage to get to where Hermes is. Hermes points towards the table that says entrepreneur on it, all misspelled and weird. And there you see a small balding man with a mustache, gray hair, who turns to look at you.
He actually turns to look at camera and says, yep, that's me, Ron Stampler. I bet you're wondering how I got in this crazy situation.
And then like in that Simpsons joke, we pull out and reveal that the camera was Normal. And then Normal's like, yeah, I am. You're Ron Stampler?
Oh, what a cool cinematography trick.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Theater of the mind. There you go. Oh my gosh, you're Ron. You're the guy who sent us the text message?
It's me.
Okay.
Ron Stampler. If you want to hear all about my adventure, you could like go back to season one. anyways,
spring?
I bet you're also
Hermes says spring.
Yeah, I I bet you're also wondering why I stood here this entire time and didn't help you out with this combat.
Yeah,
I'll explain later. Okay. There's no time now.
All right. Yeah, well, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Stampler. There's a lot of violence going on. I would love to get out of here. You're from heaven, right? Did you come from heaven? Are you alive? Are you dead? Can you take us maybe to heaven so we can get out of this fight? Or it seems like we're a little overwhelmed here. I'm a little overwhelmed, personally. I don't know. Like, who called this meeting?
Could have this been an email?
Ron is distracted during this monologue from... No.
Ron doesn't care.
Get his ass.
Damn.
Get him.
Damn. Ron's on his phone.
Ron's on his phone. No, no, Ron just looks at dude behind everybody and like kind of narrows his eyes and then whistles. Not like in a song sort of way, like in a kind
sexy,
of in a really sexy
wolf whistle way.
And from seemingly out of nowhere, but really it's like the double doors into the cafeteria, there's a giant Falcor-like dog that flies in majestically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then
okay.
Ron's like, hey, Rogue, could you help us out? And the dog kills all the bad guys.
Let me roll for the dog real quick.
Wait, what item is that?
Oh, that's just, you know.
Oh, my God. I literally rolled a natural 20 for the dog. I'm not joking.
Holy shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, Rogue, with the exception of baby Stewie, who escapes because he needs to be in the timeline in the past.
Rogue smells.
Wait, Stewie's the baby?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like no. The original baby?
Fuck off.
Yeah, wait, what?
What from, did you like, think Stewie was?
I mean, I knew Stewie's a baby. I didn't realize it was a baby from like episode
I think
two.
I explicitly said it was the season
I
one
don't
baby
listen to Anthony. Though. I only listen to Beth.
Because he believes women.
What a horrible mistake.
I thought for a second Matt was like, Stewie's the baby and Family Guy?
I thought he was a 40-year-old small man.
No, like episode two or one, wherever we met the baby.
Yeah, you pissed off Stewie so much in the Family Guy that he unstuck himself from time to harass you in all different parts of the timeline. So yeah, he escapes.
DM, can you describe how he escapes?
He goes, oh dear, looks like it's time to escape to one of my sexy parties. He puts on a little captain hat and a captain suit and then runs away like a Benny Hill theme, like where the frame rate's all weird. He's like, off screen. And he's followed by a bunch of like hot women who like are doing the conga line behind him. It's a very specific Family Guy reference.
So glad he's gone.
And then Rogue kills everyone else?
So I was going to ask, what do you want Rogue to do? You have a natural 20, so whatever you want Rogue to do, he can do. Keeping in mind also that Agent Schmegen is here. A lot of the Dutherized people, you don't know if you can cure them yet. And there are other CIA agents here as well. Like, how would you like this to go down?
Okay, so... first, Rogue dons a lab coat and does tests to see whether or not the doodlerized people can be undoodlerized.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
And he puts on glasses.
Oh my God.
Does he adjust them with his wing?
No, with his little paw.
God
damn. All right, I'll roll.
Does he have wings? Wait.
No, he doesn't have wings.
He just flies
because
he can.
Okay, that's
cool. He's not Pegasus dog.
So he only rolled a 5. So unfortunately, he's like that dog from the meme that's like, I have no idea what I'm doing, who's dressed like a lab assistant. Like almost exactly what you described.
He's a lab.
But yeah, he rolled a 5, so he's...
Or does he pretend he knows?
He goes,
like all scientists.
Like Fauci.
Like all fucking climate change scientists.
Fuck.
Rogue does his own research.
I painted my entire house with aerosol spray cans.
He had a role for his own research.
So Ron turns to the group. He's like, that means he's pretty sure he knows, but between you and me, he's not always reliable. I mean, you're possum, Rogue, like awesome, but with a paw. So keep going, buddy. He leaves those people alone for a second and then flies around to who are the remaining Family Guy bad guys?
I think Cleveland.
Just some of them, Beth. Don't make Anthony say their names.
Just give like an idea. Just
I believe American Dad is still around. God. I believe the chicken is still around. Surely that's enough.
For American Dad guy, Rogue does like a fucking like matador and like holds up the American flag. Like, come on. He runs at and he makes him fly out a window. Like he pulls
don't
out
you the disrespect the flag?
Anthony, that's really good too, dude.
I know. There's so many other parts of my life I wish I was as good at as I am at Family Guy impressions.
Rogue eats Cleveland.
Oh, no.
And then the American dad guy is holding out a flag as like a red thing for the bull.
Yeah.
But Rogue is just the right amount of patriotic.
Just right. All right, listen. We know some of those
there's
dogs.
There's a correct amount.
There's some of those dogs a little too much.
Don't ask where Snoopy was on January 6th.
He eats both the American dad and the flag.
Disrespecting both.
Yeah. Disrespecting both equally.
The mayor people.
Yeah, Rogue kills the mayor.
God damn it.
Yes.
I'm only letting you do that because the mayor was already pretty low on health.
So describe.
What a good little puppy. Here, puppy.
Rogue sits down and gives her puppy dog eyes and goes like, mm.
And Mayor's like, you would be such a good part of my little army for Willie and for the Doodler. And baby,
and he
want
like
a pet?
Tilts his head. And kind
he goes, oh no. Oh, he's so beautiful. May I pet your dog? May I pet the doggy?
Oh, please do.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here comes the pet.
And he bites her arm off.
Oh no!
Black bile spews from the wound.
Rogue starts lapping it up and
what?
And becomes more and more powerful. His soulful brown eyes turn red.
The more you do this, the more likely it is I'm gonna have somebody kill him later. No. So just so you know.
Yeah, careful, Beth. Yes. You're sowing the seeds of your own destruction.
Careful, Icarus.
You might like sowing, Beth, but wait till the reaping comes.
Shit. Maybe the mayor possesses Rogue. We don't know it.
No, that doesn't happen. And then Ron appears suddenly behind the mayor because he's so sneaky and then punches her head off.
What does he say?
He says, did you see that? I just punched that lady's head off.
Wait, he says that before he punches her head off?
Yep.
Yeah, she goes, what? And turns around and watches him punch her head off.
But the doodlerized people are closing in, and Ron doesn't know morally where he stands with that. So he's like, we need to get out of here. Hop on. And Ron does a back handspring into a backflip and then lands on Rogue. Rogue is really long, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like, just a long, like...
Long enough for 6 to 7 people.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And so he's like, don't worry, he's friendly. I don't believe in leashes.
Hermie does a hood slide across the nose of Rogue and then climbs up.
Shit. Link leaps onto Rogue's butt like the Pikmin that climb onto Ochi. And just hangs on.
Normal is likewise going to frantically sprint and cling onto the underside of this dog's fur, like Harrison Ford clinging to the helicopter skid at the end of Clearing Present
nice.
Danger.
Nice.
And they're like, come on, let's go, let's get out of here!
Taylor's gonna roll in the garbage can towards that direction. And I guess, does the dog paw away stuff if it rolls at them?
He probably paws at it like playfully, kind of like a cat would.
And what happens?
Probably gets shaken out of it, I guess, unless you want to try to stay in with an acrobatics roll.
This trash can's really doing some work for me.
I mean, we're about to leave.
I know, but what? You can bring you items with you, Matt. I want to retain the trash can. There's two handles. Aren't you guys going to help?
No. Fuck off. Get on the dog.
Wherever we go, there's probably going to be a trash can, buddy.
I'm sure they have trash cans in heaven. I don't know why they'd have garbage in heaven, but maybe they do.
No, it's all recycling.
It's recycling and compost.
It's like if you forget underwear when you're going on an airplane, you don't turn back to buy more underwear. You just buy underwear wherever you go.
Okay,
just...
so Taylor's hands pop out of the top of the garbage can, and he grabs onto the leg fur. The rest of his body's still in.
Okay, so you're just dangling from the side, still in your trash can?
Well, I'll pull myself up. Don't worry, baby.
Okay.
Ron reaches his hand out to Scary, and Scary's like, man, you sure this dog's friendly? And Ron gives her a wink. Of course, he hasn't killed that many people. Hi, I'm Ron. I'm in a band. I'm also your step-grandfather. Ron helps Scary up, and Scary's sitting right next to Ron, eyeing him suspiciously.
Okay.
Ron is like, where's the doodler thing? We need to get them up on here,
dude,
too.
Here.
It's really important.
I reach my hand out for dude.
Up here. I'm going to hold your hand now.
Okay.
He reaches out and holds Link's hand.
Okay, I pull him up and then just grab onto the dog's fur.
This dog is soft.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love this dog.
Welcome aboard, dude. I'm something of a cool dude myself.
Okay, so the CIA, who are still alive, pull their guns and say, get down on the ground. Sit, stay. They're trying to get the dog to stay there. So what do?
Rogue, you don't have to listen to them. We've gotten through worse than this, buddy. All right, just, and then Ron tries to whistle.
Right, roll animal handling.
Yeah.
I hold up the American flag as a shield, knowing that the CIA would never shoot through the American flag.
Ron got an 11.
All right, so with an 11, that's enough to get Rogue to listen to you.
But just barely.
Just barely.
But just barely.
You can see the Rogue is about to sit. Its butt is beginning to lower at the commands of Agent Schmegen and the CIA. But then you say, get out of here.
Oh, it's like, you know how like those cop dogs like only speak German?
Yeah.
Like not Rogue true, only speaks some made up right, language. Right.
The dogs don't speak German.
The dogs don't speak German.
Correct.
They're dogs.
They hear German.
So like the Millennium Falcon lifting off with the stormtrooper shooting?
Yes, exactly like yes. that. Bullets are flying. They're impacting against Rogue's coat, but Rogue's coat is a little bit too tough, and they're bouncing off. And
do
Rogue,
I get hit? I'm hanging off the back of that.
You're,
well,
you're
can.
Wearing a trash can, so even if you did get hit, it would just ping off of it.
No, I think
because it's
go,
a good Sesame Street style metal trash can.
I think it's going through. That.
You know, it's Sesame Street where they block bullets. With trash
yeah. Sesame Street, the reboot on Max.
It's like, yeah, it's a clean up the streets kind of movie, you know? And
yeah,
it's like Rumble in the Bronx. But Big Bird does kung fu.
What are you talking about?
Give Elmo Max his AK-47.
Elmo deserves right to protect his family.
Elmo says that not in my house, motherfucker.
Have you heard of Castle
not
Doctrine?
Elmo's
Cassie,
house.
Elmo says Castle Doctrine. If you come to Elmo's house, he can legally murder you with no...
Even right. if you're running away.
Okay, so the dog lifts off and goes up and up and up and up and up.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time.
KiwiCo.
It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
What, never gone.
What,
well,
what is
not
outside?
Not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer, or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson, when I was like bike riding age, and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college. You know who rides bikes? I do, to get to class and yeah. to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So
okay.
KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell
or learn
yeah.
about dinosaurs,
yes.
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from
oh
space.
My God.
Whoa.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids aged 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding
me? Look at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series, like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt is the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got
it. That's the problem, is that screens made them.
Oh my
gosh, really
screens make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Whoa. And like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things? You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You renow them by like age 4.
KiwiCo
does
like,
I already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you, so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. It must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
do
it. Convenient and personalized. You'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good. That's good.
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of
these moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you
doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Our frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And up, and you get above.
And he's like,
Link and dude are trying to like climb to the back, so we're not like hanging on his butt anymore. We're like thousands
of feet. Yeah, I feel like you're on him. You don't have to
go
over
that. Okay, we're just on him. Cool.
And goes above the clouds, goes above the planet, and then somehow you feel yourself going above space, which you did not even think was physically possible. You feel yourself go through a gray layer of fog and haze, and when you emerge in a place that is completely white. You see a very, very, very long line of people.
Mr. Stampler, I'm not ready to die.
Well, everybody dies, kiddo.
Well, yeah. Are we dead now?
I'm dead, yeah.
Oh.
What?
Well, are we dead? Did we die?
Actually, nah, you're alive.
Okay, okay. All right.
Well. I was just screwing with you. No, but this is heaven.
There's heaven?
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God.
God's
Grandpa
not
Darryl was right.
God's not dead, too.
God's
Grandpa
not
Darryl,
dead too.
Grandma Darryl and Grandma would always argue about that, but I guess. Oh, wait, our dad's here?
Oh, your dad's. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
They were in the fight, right? Yeah,
They're hiding in coach, which is the underside of the dog.
Yeah. So at this moment, your dads climb up from underneath the dog and join you on the top of the dog. And they go, what is going on? What is this? And
hey, you know this guy, man. Right?
Oh, yeah. You guys know Ron, right?
Yeah, we know Ron. What
Hi,
are you doing
it's me,
here?
Ron. Hey, kiddos.
We heard you died. In
I
the
did.
Ocean.
Yeah, well, I got this incredible opportunity to go see the wreck of the Titanic.
And then what happened?
I died.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's on me. Dumb question, Grant says. This looks like it's the entrance where there's a big line and then there's some pearly gates. And then above it are these big, massive eyes with wings all around the circumference of the eye that are just peering back and forth. They're biblically correct angels that are just gazing over everybody. There's machine gun emplacements on the gates of heaven.
Also biblically accurate.
Yeah, also
biblically accurate mounted machine gun technicals.
Sorry, we had to beef up security ever since a Catholic priest got into heaven.
Whoa! You piece of shit.
Thanks, Matt.
I can't be dead
Link,
now.
Link,
are we dead if we're
dead.
In heaven?
We're not dead.
I'm mad at my dad, but like I knew I was going to like, you know, you're mad, but then you always say stuff before you die to like make
no,
things better.
No, sometimes you don't get that
but
opportunity.
Now we're dead.
Sometimes
yeah,
not.
So we didn't.
Grant says, yeah, you're not. We're not. It's
no,
okay.
No, we're both dead now, Dad, so I can't even
no,
say the things I wanted
dead.
To say before I died.
Hey, you said something to me.
Stop. We're not dead, though, so I don't want to talk to you. This is hard. I don't want to say what's going
God,
on.
One step forward, two steps back with this kid.
You're not dead. Helvin, not Helvin. That was silly. Heaven is just kind of another realm. You know,
so there's nowhere we go after we die?
Well, I got here by faking my own death, but I faked it so good that I actually died.
Where do we go when we die, then?
Why don't you roll perception?
If only it were that
if
easy.
Only, you could have solved a lot of the problems with that roll, buddy. Woo.
15.
So ahead of you in line, about 100 people up, you see about 200 trees standing in line. And atop one of them, you see an old crone that you recognize as the woman that you stole the sun from under
oh,
the
no.
ground.
Oh,
trees
no.
go to heaven?
Mm-hmm. They all got baptized. Well, they didn't happen in our show. It happened off screen. But there's a rich tapestry of things that happen off screen. So Aaron O'Neill turns around and sees you and narrows her eyes and squints with irritation. And she taps the tree and the tree starts walking over to you and then sort of bends over so she can look you guys in the eye. And she goes, so what are you doing here? Did you finally die?
See, we're dead.
Scary. Takes Ron aside. Is there like a place there that is like more private?
Yeah,
here?
You can walk to the private cloud that's on the side.
Oh, yes, the private cloud.
There's all these little clouds and just people having really difficult conversations. Yeah.
Before Scary can say anything, Ron is like, Terry Jr. told me so much about you and how good you are at fencing. And Scary's like, I don't do fence. I play soccer. And Ron's like, oh, offense. Yes. apparently you're a big star. So thank you for that. And Scary's like, I have something. This is so hard, Anthony. I don't know how you do this. Scary's like, I have something to tell you about your son, your stepson, I guess. And Ra's like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry for your loss, Scary. Scary says, well, I mean, it's not really my loss, so I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, it's not my loss. It's yeah. And Ron says, well, in that case, I'm sorry you don't realize that it is your loss.
Wow.
I came to Earth. Oh, yeah, I guess I should say this in front of everybody so we could walk back to everybody. But I came to Earth when I realized that Terry Jr., well, he died, but he wasn't here. And he's such a good boy.
He went to hell. Oh, sorry. Link's like,
Link! Link, what the hell, Link? Holy shit, dog! What the fuck?
You said that out loud, buddy. Oh. I was God. You know.
Yeah, okay, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to listen in.
Well, speaking of dads, I guess, I brought you all here because of them. And Ron's pointing at dude.
Me? What did I do?
Oh, nothing wrong or anything. It just, I gotta find some place to hide you, buddy.
Yeah, you all wanted to hide me somewhere, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's no way my dad's getting up here. I mean, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I guess if I was in heaven, and if Willie can't get to heaven, then that's where I could stay, away from him.
Yeah. Well, I don't want you to get in the wrong hands, my dude.
And see, dude, only good people can get into heaven, I think, right? So, like, that means you're good. Well, sure.
Yeah.
We're trying to, so, like, I'm sure you can find fun stuff here.
As you all are talking, dude goes, Oh,
what's up, dude?
Dude doubles over and their body starts to glitch out. Their top half and bottom half separate for a second and they come back together a frame later.
That looks
and then
like
their,
that hurt.
Their eyes get really, really big and really, really small and glitchy and they're staticking out in front of you. And
dude goes, I don't feel very.
Dude, what's up?
Help.
Can I roll something like an arcana investigation?
Angels, aren't you supposed to do something? You're supposed to be good.
Angels, hello. We got a man down here, Angels.
All right.
And
Anthony,
they just make the motion from Angels in the outfield and they don't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks bad. It looks bad.
Let me roll arcana. I'm something knowledgeable man. I got an 11.
Okay.
Oh, wait, an 11 plus 7, bitch.
Oh, wow, okay.
Bitch, and then I go to hell.
So with an 18, you can tell, Ron, that the Doodler's physical form is beginning to degrade. You're not meant to have that much emotion and fear and love and confusion in a package that small, because remember, you saw the entire sky basically go into Scary and then get vomited out in the form of the Doodler. And that given enough time, they are going to completely degrade. And potentially when that happens, something very bad could happen to the world, because that's a lot of power being released very suddenly.
You're like a ticking bomb.
Yeah, kind of like a bomb, kind of like a ticking clock.
Oh, no.
That would lead to an explosion.
Ron conveys all of this in a really great way.
Fantastic.
Wow, thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Really concise.
Holy shit. This Ron guy can fucking spin a tail, huh?
Dude, just all your crazy feelings, just stuff them deep down.
Oh, yeah, okay? Just stuff them down.
That's what I do. It helps. It really helps.
Okay, you just got to find the right song, and then you just keep looping that, listening to that, and just stay in your room, and it's like, that's all you need to do.
Okay.
Or you binge through many, many seasons of an anime you've already seen.
Or you make a custom soccer team in FIFA and then name it after all the friends you wish you had, and then make yourself the star player. And you don't even need to play the games. You can just, like, sit around on the side of the field and just talk.
Or you punch a hole in the drywall and blame it on your stepdad's plan.
Oh, yeah, do all those things.
And then write about them. This, and I hand dude a Moleskine journal. Hemingway used one, and so did Picasso.
Lark and Sparrow and Grant look at each other like, what did we... We need to be taking a more active role in our children's lives.
Yeah, no shit.
Grant almost considers going for a hug and then stops himself because he didn't roll very well in stealth. He was going to stealth hug you, but...
Well, so here's the best part about that is because you open with a hug, you got your arms out, but now you got your arms out, so now what?
Now he has to do a shrug to make it seem like that's why his arms are out.
And he's like, what? And you don't take any responsibility.
and then
next
and then
shrug, buddy.
And then one of the angels is like, no imitating Christ.
Jesus. That's the one rule.
The one rule.
You just see this bad like impression comic, like, and then I was like, drink of my blood. Like, oh shit.
He went straight to hell. So Aaron O'Neill goes, oh, yeah, it looks like he's going to degrade and probably explode. That seems like a you problem.
Seems like an us problem. Okay, what do we do? What do we do?
You're in here too, lady.
Oh, God. Even after death, I can't be saved from having to help you ding-dongs, you ninnies, figure out very basic information.
that's a lot of creature to be put into one little box. So I think if you don't send that thing back to its home dimension, well, it's going to go boom.
Where are you from?
How big of a boom?
I thought it was like always here. Like universe where's your ending? Home? Aren't you like God, dude? Universe.
Dude, where are you from, bro?
I remember a box in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember coming out of a guy in San Dimas.
Okay.
And that's kind of it. Beforehand, there was just a lot of like black chaos.
Okay, great.
So maybe I'm from that.
Can we send him to the black chaos? Black, how do we do that?
Oh yeah,
black
that.
Chaos dimension.
Because that's not going to be specific enough. You need coordinates. You need all kinds of information. Okay, it should be
God.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sup.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you?
Where's this
I
guy
got
from?
So many questions. Are you just one of you?
Aaron goes, Jerry, stop it.
Jerry goes, okay.
I wasn't God?
Is Jerry the God of our
is Jerry
universe?
God? No, Jerry's just a guy who likes to stand in line and make people think that he's God.
Come on, Jerry.
I do it on every, I do it to everybody who shows up. It kills. Because okay. He's a big white guy with a big old bushy beard. He's like, I figured I would just lean into it. I'm really tall. I got a big white beard. I felt like it's...
All right, get out of here, Jerry.
All right. I'll go back to Earth and be Santa again.
Jerry would probably get into heaven if he stopped impersonating God, huh?
That's why they keep kicking him in the back. That's why they keep kicking him in the back line.
That's what it is. The false idols. Like, you know,
poor Jerry just can't
they went
help
back
himself.
And put that in the Ten Commandments just because of Jerry.
Jerry's been around for thousands of years. It's the same bit every time.
He never gets old.
That's me in the Sistine Chapel painting.
Yeah, they modeled the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, I posted that one.
Oh, Jerry.
All right, anyway, how do we find out where they're from? What do we do?
Well, it's going to take a lot of power to do that because they're not from hell. They're not from the goof realm. They're not from Earth, and they're not from heaven. So they're from some outside planes, one of the chaotic planes. So in order to do that, you need an awful lot of what we call daddy magic.
What?
Oh.
Well, how's daddy magic going
to
help?
Basically, I could make you a potion for a price that would allow you to give it to them. They could drink it, and then they would unlock some old memories of where they're initially from, and they could sort of try
like of their dad.
Yeah, I suppose so.
If they have a dad. Do you have a dad? You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, well, all right.
But you have like a creator. I mean, daddy magic isn't like, that's what you call it, but it's just like creator magic.
What?
Like, does that have to be dads?
Yes.
Oh, so what happens if Dueler doesn't have a dad?
I mean, everything has a progenitor.
A so creator. Like- okay, so like I said, like, yeah.
I just like calling it daddy magic.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was saying like,
yes,
yeah,
a creator,
call-
yes.
Okay,
any
okay.
Creator.
But all yeah, right. Daddy Magic is definitely like
so
like
what
catchy,
do we do?
I
how do we
it.
How do we make this potion?
I know a couple of social media creators.
You have to find powerful moments, powerful memories between fathers and their children. And you can take some of the daddy magic from those moments, from those memories, and then store it in like a jug.
Okay.
Like a milk jug or whatever you want.
Okay. Well,
and then once like... you got enough of that, I can make the potion.
Dad, give me a memory.
Sparrow goes, well, it's gotta be a memory that's important to both of us. So I guess what about the time that I first let you try pizza when your mom... No, it's not very good. What about...
What about the time you said you were not proud of me?
I
remember that. That was a big memory for me. Why don't we put that one in here? And maybe
sure?
If I put it in there, will I not remember it anymore because the memory's in there?
Do they have to be happy memories? Because
that wasn't
be kind
a
of...
happy memory. I mean, it
that's
wasn't...
What she's
I didn't
asking.
Really feel that any way about
no,
it.
No, that's why I was wondering.
Goes,
like,
they don't have to be happy now.
Okay, so like so cool, goth, dark memories can make it into the pot.
Is there a jug here?
A jug. Oh.
I got one right here.
Oh, no, that's a trash can. I want my memories in trash
can. And
he
goes, well, yes, I had a little.
I pick it up, I put my lips over it, and I go, I remember when me and Margo played FIFA, and I remember when I got the newest FIFA, and me and Margo played FIFA a lot, and then, there's this one time where Grant was going to be home really late, and I said, it's past my bedtime, but can I still play FIFA with you, Dad? And Margo said, yeah, and we played FIFA really late, and I woke up, and Grant, he was still playing FIFA because he was trying to get to the end of the tournament, and... here you guys go. And I hold the bottle up to you.
As you say this stuff into the bottle that Aaron O'Neill has presented to you, you feel yourself going into your own memory. Your consciousness goes into that memory. You can remember yourself playing FIFA with Marco. You can
just
remember the look on...
vivid, huh?
It's very, very
yeah.
vivid. You feel like you're reliving it again for the first time. And once you go to bed in the memory, you wake back up in your own body and a little bit of this rainbow-colored liquid has leaked out of your eyes and into the bottle. But it only fills it up like a couple millimeters.
What this?
Well, okay.
Is that it?
Well, there's no.
Okay. Are we going to fill this whole thing?
No, it's all right. There's a new FIFA every year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's okay if I just do memories of with one dad, right? And I kind of side-eye Grant.
Grant's like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, I told you, we're just kid. Like, we're just professional friends
work
now.
Colleagues.
Or work colleagues. Yes, we're two work grown colleagues. Adults.
There's no work both. Colleague magic, is there, Aaron? No, that's not a thing.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, but
oh, guys, I feel like we have work colleague magic.
Aww.
We only have it because we don't have an HR department.
That's there to protect Freddie. So Aaron O'Neill says, like, there's only so much daddy magic you can give up per person. So that's all you're going to get from that kid.
That's
you're
all
just
the
a kid.
Magic I have?
Like, yeah, I mean, you got a lot of nice memories, but that's all the magic you
okay,
got.
Okay, here, so let me think of one with, you know, the other person.
Okay.
Playing FIFA with Grant.
Yes, remember when we played FIFA together and then I passed it to you and you got the winning goal over Frederico?
Frederico?
The incredibly popular soccer player in our time.
The best in the biz, I baby!
Sort of the Pele of our time.
I lean in, I whisper, I remember playing FIFA and I fell asleep, but I didn't really fall asleep. I was having too hard of a time and then Grant thought I was asleep and he put a blanket to tuck me in and he said, I love you every day. And he
I knew you weren't really sleeping.
You're not supposed to be listening to this.
Right. Sorry, colleague.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So, yeah, I remember that.
So, again, and nothing happens because you already.
Oh, man. I'm drained.
You got to wait 15 minutes.
God, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Normal.
No, it's just, normal. You give up as much daddy magic as you can give per person and it's just that's your one and done. So, that's
Dad,
as much as you
can
give.
This is all you got. I'm mad at Grant about this for some reason.
I don't know why that's my fault.
Because it's daddy magic.
It's just because you're young. No, it's because you're young.
Let's see how much your dad has daddy magic. I toss it to you.
Okay, well, I remember going to the zoo with you, Dad, on my fifth birthday, and we had a really good time. It was just you and me, and like I felt like I didn't get to spend all that much time with you.
We went to a rescue zoo with ethically put there animals that would have died out in the wild because that's who we love.
It's just insects.
It's just, yeah, there was like a, we saw a squirrel and we saw some birds, but they were just in a tree and they flew by, but it was really nice. And we
went to the park and I told you it was a zoo. Because your friends at school told you how fun zoos were, but I was morally opposed to them.
Grandpa Henry always said that his favorite zoo was Mother Earth because the zoo that we're all in. The important thing was it's just you and me. And it felt like we just had this really nice day together. We got sandwiches afterwards, and that was really fun and nice. And that was it.
Okay. As you say that, again, just like Link, you zoom back into the memory. You feel like you're at the park again with your dad. You're eating the sandwiches. You're looking at the squirrels. Everything's nice. Everything's simple. Your whole life is ahead of you. You don't have to pay taxes yet. And again, rainbow fluid comes down out of your eyes into the jar. Exact same amount as Link.
It looks like a little bit more.
No, if anything, it might be less because you got two dads, although...
All the what?
Nothing.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about what?
You know who your dad is.
I do. I do know who my dad is.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
That's a weird
Anybody else want to add anything into this jug?
All right. Well,
it seems like there's not a lot to be extracted from us.
No, because you're really, really young and you only got the daddies. You know what you would really want, hypothetically, to fill this thing all the way to the brim?
Yeah.
Would be daddy magic from daddies about their daddies. Granddaddy magic, if you will.
Whoa.
What?
So, okay.
So how do we...
Because it's like an exponential amount of dad in the memory.
Yeah, it's dads all the way down. It's dads on dads on dads.
Wow.
So we need some dad on dad memories is what you're telling me. It's double the amount of daddy magic.
Yeah.
We're too young for that.
And we'll never fill this thing at this rate. Like, where we can go to school and do this one drop at a time? Dude's about to explode.
If you could find your granddads, wherever they are, and unite them with their sons, your dads, then having both of them together would create a whole lot of daddy magic that you could then slurp up into the bottle.
Oh, do we got to slurp it up?
No, you don't have to drink it.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
dude has to drink it.
Oh, dude has to drink it.
Oh, no. It looks like a Lisa Frank cover.
No, it'll taste good, I'm sure, dude.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, do you know who Lisa Frank is?
Everybody knows who Lisa
is
Frank
is. Realm? Tell me there's a Lisa Frank realm. I dragged you by the shirt collars. Please, there has to be.
You don't want
to
know.
What? Why would I not want to know?
He gets a distant look in his eyes, and then you can hear in the background the screams of horns and explosions.
The screams of dolphins.
And dolphins, yeah. Dolphins screeching.
Dolphins don't belong in space.
Yeah. Dolphins going, like machine guns. No. Seems like your next goal is to find your granddads, wherever the heck they are, reunite them with your dads, and then collect all the daddy magic.
Or
and then you
could
send the doodler back to where the doodler came from, and then everything is solved, and Willie can't do nothing.
Well, Grandpa Daryl's dead.
Good thing we're next to heaven then, huh?
Oh.
Well, wait, do you know if your granddad went to heaven?
I mean, obviously. He's like the coolest dude ever.
Ron says,
Well, we have to go to hell anyway so I could see Terry Jr. again.
Oh, yeah, your dad.
That's where my granddad is, I think.
So okay. We got to make a couple trips anyway.
Where's your granddad?
Well, I mean, Dad, I know you and Grandpa Henry haven't spoken in a while, but he's still alive. Like, he's on Earth. He's back in San Dimas.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Oh.
So
it's been a while since we talked, though.
Yeah. So, well, that could be like, you know, maybe.
Fun.
Yeah.
So, hey, Angel.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Is that Jerry again?
Yes. So an angel comes by, zooms up next to you, and blinks at you, and you immediately feel like you are being watched harder than you've ever been watched.
Okay. Yeah, hey.
You feel like your thoughts, your very emotions are being analyzed by this person.
Oh, okay. Feels weird. Hey, so my granddad's in there. We just gotta, like, talk to him. So we're trying to do a good deed. You guys all like that, right? So we're just trying to go talk to my grandpa. We're not trying to take him out or bring him out. Just talk to my grandpa.
As you're talking, and then, it's slowly lowering itself towards you.
Oh, cool. Hey. we'll just talk to him, and then he just needs to talk.
And then it takes its pupil, which is just a big hole, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it just puts the hole over your head.
Oh, hey.
And now it's, like, entirely encircling your head, and it's the darkest dark you've ever experienced inside the pupil of this thing.
Where am I?
And then it blinks, and you feel, like, big, wet eyelashes, like, hit you in the back and the stomach, and then it...
Do you have a...
Goes back up.
Oh.
And you're sopping wet now.
Okay.
And then it flies away.
Is there a man? Okay.
Hey, Link, what'd you see in there? Did you see your dad? Did you see your granddad?
I saw nothing. It was just complete darkness.
They don't want people to just get in without jumping the line.
Well, we don't have time to wait in this line. Dude's okay. Like a ticking, you know, BOMB right now.
Well, then it sounds like what you need to do is plan a heaven heist.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicola is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing. And Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is directly supported by our Patreon, and those people have names like Inoka, James Roy, Taylor Jade Kirby, James, no last name, Charlie V, Emma Troff, Riley and Jacob Bush, Andy O'Neill, Neil, Sarah Gorman, Luke Kinn, Mackenzie Durkin, Daniel Bennett, Rebecca Sinisvet, Saken Medikar, Carolyn Redman, Ray Bertoldi, Alec Tempesta, Brandon Bart, Gabriel Newburn, and Jordan French. Is my voice a little bit raw? Do I sound a little bit tired? Well, that's probably because we just got back from our first ever West Coast live tour. So a huge shout out and thank you to all of you out there who came out to support us. Some of the people working at the venues were telling us that we had the loudest shows that they had ever had in there. They had decibel meters going through the roof. Absolute madness. And right now we're sorting through all of our shows and our footage. And if you missed out and you want a little bit of taste of what that tour was like, there's going to be only one place to wet your beak, and that's going to be as a Patreon supporter. We're cutting together a little mini behind the scenes documentary of our tour. We have footage from those live shows, both the one shots we played and the live music we performed. Oh, what could that mean? Find out by going to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads, where you'll get mountains of exclusive videos, audios, podcasts, songs, access to a community Discord, ad-free episodes, a whole lot more. Up next, this month, the Dad of the Christie murder mystery mini series, chock full of special guests. We put a lot of effort into stuffing that Patreon of ours full of goods for your eyes, your ears, and your soul. So have a look at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and support us if you like our show. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads, our website's dungeonsanddaddies.com, our merch is at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com, our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies, and our next episode is coming at you September 12th. We will see you then.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not
Can you give an example of some reasons that you think are okay for killing lots of people?
Yes, of course. I mean, I'm not the one in charge of heaven, so I can't say for sure. But in my opinion, self-defense, protect of one's family, for example, trees, for example, the sun that was used to give the trees life that somebody then stole and they all died.
Okay, all right.
Oh, it's Boo. I'm Boo for you killing all of my family.